The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. As if a man were to scatter seeds on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and though all the seeds would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain of the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he yields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in it and it can give shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them and they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. I hope that you're having a good Father's Day and you watch the football or a barbecue or you're going out tonight. I hope you enjoy your day today. Today, we heard in the gospel story or the readings of today, the image of trees, the seeds, branches, leaves, and it's like a vegetation. And there's a word that struck me, and it's especially in the gospel, it says, so that the birds may dwell and take the shades. And it's very interesting for me because the word dwell, it stuck with me this weekend because we always find a home. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we always look for home. We always look for a place that we are comfortable. And thinking about this in what we're celebrating today, the Father's Day, outside of my house in Ramona Street, oh, don't tell that to anybody where I live. Every afternoon, and I coming from the office and just watch the people outside, and there's a lot of young families, and most of them have little children with bikes. And on the street, I can see the father or the dad guiding the children to ride a bike, and the mom was on the side, and the mom's face is different. I'm not sure this is right, but the dad is saying, "Yeah, you can do this. Easy, easy." And also, that's the younger kids. And also, on my street, I see some teenagers with their dads learning how to drive. And sometimes I hear this, and the mom was behind, well, mom also was on the passenger side at the back, and then the teenagers driving, the dad said, "Oh, that's a piece of cake." And the mom was praying the rosary. I love that image because it's natural for parents to do that. Mom worries, dad enables, just like me. I enable everything. And thinking about this, in what we're talking about in the gospel, the mustard seed or the trees or the branches, we always find a place for us to be comfortable. Driving or riding a bike will help us to be comfortable in our life wherever we go. And thinking about this also, in the first reading from the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel was talking about the people of Israel being kicked out. They were sent exiled. They left. But Ezekiel was talking not just that moment of being kicked out, but a moment to be restored. That one day, this group of people will be restored. Where? In Jerusalem. If you think about it, what's the importance of Jerusalem? This is where Jesus did his ministry. This is where Jesus was, became famous to a lot of people and did a lot of good things. That's why the image of the shoot is being cut and planted. The one who planted is God. The one who grew and blooms is Christ. And what can we learn from this? If we allow God to work around our life, what do you do? Do you let him do it for you? Or said, no, I will control my life. Think about this. Your dad, your mom, it's like God. They worry, but they let you go. It's same thing. And for us to think about this, whatever we do in life, wherever we go, we need directions, but we have to let God in our life. That's why when life gets complicated, when relationships get really messed up or not so easy, and when there's separation or death, that's life and relationship, isn't it? But what do? We have to go back to the simple things, the simple mustard seed. And I think that's the reason why Jesus asks, let the children come to me, because children want simple things. They just want snacks, like me. And also, Jesus said, let the children come to me, but also pray to our Father. When we think about we pray to our Father, Abba, Father, it's very straightforward. So what can I offer you today? Or what can I offer you this week? Think about your relationships right now. Think about your friendships right now. Or think about your whole life right now, where you at. Whether it's good or bad. But I want you to think, where is God on that relationship or life? If you can't find God in that relationship or life at the moment, invite God. Because God will plant a new life that for you to be renewed. So, for today also, we thank our fathers, our grandfathers, our godfathers, our mentors, our bosses for doing good things for us and also helping us to be a better person. I know you.